The stock market can be a dangerous place, but it's often things that look good that are actually headed for trouble. And we know because we're headed for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs about what they see in their research. And of course, their research is looking for things that are dangerous. It's an entire methodology that is built around flipping the research process, where most people dig in at the top and they're skin deep and thinking,
"You are so good looking."
At New Constructs, they dig in at the bottom and they work their way up and they ask a basic question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
They do look to see if something is as attractive as it appears in both directions. And if they find something sexy, it's probably because working their way up, they found something misleading that makes it dangerous. That's what they want to be shorting and betting against. And conversely, something looks dangerous might be looking good to them. You want to find out more about how it works? Go to newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. He joins me again this week. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone?
Voya Midcap Opportunities Fund.
Danger, danger.
Voya Midcap Opportunities Fund. It's ticker symbol NMCAX. And you know, mid-cap is an area that a lot of people are saying is coming into the market's sweet spot. So what's the problem? What's the disconnect here? If things are getting better for mid-caps, why aren't things getting better for this fund?
So this is really a case of the importance of holding analysis. When we go through mutual funds, we look at each of the underlying holdings to kind of compile a rating on the overall mutual fund. And when we do that, we find that this is a mid-cap fund really in name only. If you look at their holdings, they've got an weighted average market cap of $29 billion, and the top 10 holdings have market caps between $11 and $66 billion. Traditionally, your mid-cap fund or mid-cap stocks are $2 to $10 billion. So you've got a asset allocation that skews much larger than what you would expect, traditionally think of as mid-cap. So mid-cap might be hot, but if you're buying this fund, you're actually buying a largely large-cap fund with a few mid-caps thrown in. And so when we actually dig into the holdings on a kind of all cap basis, which is what we classify it at, we see that, you know, 50% of its portfolio is in unattractive and worst rated stocks. Only 10% is in attractive or better rated stocks. And both of those compare poorly to an all cap benchmark, IUSG.
The question I have immediately is this a case of these guys bought mid cap stocks, caught a couple of rockets that then, you know, got bigger and grew up, and they just wanted to hang on because they were making good money as the stocks went from mid cap to large cap? I mean, the names that they've got there that are large cap names, are they things that have kind of morphed there, or are they doing it with, you know, the FANG stocks?
It's a mix. There's definitely been some of the hyper growth companies that have seen market caps soar in the past year. Specifically, one of their top holdings is Twilio, or TWLO. It's up, you know, 300% over the past year, a little over that. But it's kind of indicative of the type of stocks they're holding. So even if they have that kind of style drift, well, that holdings analysis lets you know what you're getting into. So we see that, okay, if you're thinking mid-cap, you're actually getting large-cap. And then we look at the actual holdings and we see kind of what we're buying into. Like I said, Twilio is an example where we've got economic earnings going from negative $29 million to negative $730 million over the past 5 years or so. But the valuation, since it's soared so much, basically assumes that they're going to take 41% of the total addressable market. They've currently got less than 2%. So we've got a company that is destroying shareholder value on the economic earnings side, but the expectations are for huge growth in market share, profitability, and obviously revenue. And so you've got that juxtaposition of you're buying large cap stocks now that still have these huge expectations for future growth, and the risk reward skews more towards risk there.
We've had people talk about Twilio on this show in the past, folks who are typically in favor of it because they like the growth numbers. Is there a reason when you take a look at a fund, and again, it's NMCAX, the ticker symbol, why a fund or a manager would be intentionally allocating money or more money to what you consider to be low quality holdings? And could it be as simple as they are more momentum driven and you don't love momentum. You're waiting for that music to stop. They're trying to make hay while that music is playing.
That's exactly it. You know, we are focused on the fundamentals of the business and kind of quantifying the expectations in that valuation. In this case, this fund, you know, part of their process is to find companies with strong business momentum and relative price strength and other, you know, vague terms about above average growth prospects. So, you know, if your metrics that you're using to pick stocks are sort of vague and momentum and growth based and not based on the actual fundamentals of the business, you're likely to find these companies that have just these huge expectations for future growth, where if they don't achieve that kind of growth rates, you're looking at large downside risk in these holdings.
And when you start to talk about this kind of style drift, et cetera, is there an expectation? I mean, as you pointed out, this fund isn't really positioned well, whether you look at it in the category it wants to represent itself in or the category that you move it into. So at some point, basically, these stocks have a reckoning and this fund will underperform no matter what you think of it as?
That's kind of how it looks, especially when you factor in, you know, obviously we calculate total annual cost on the fund, and they are, you know, 3.85%, which takes into account the front end load transaction costs as well as the expense ratio. They've got to outperform, specifically this fund has to outperform even the all cap benchmark by 3.8% a year over the next 3 years. And so when you look at, you know, these stocks relative to the mid cap, stocks relative to all cap, when you add in the fees, you're looking at, you know, they've got to outperform significantly just to make up those fees. And most of these stocks, when we look at the actual holdings, are overvalued. So there's that large chance of, you know, reckoning with the market, some of these large cap stocks possibly falling back into that mid cap, and then the fund underperforms the market as well.
And that would be why NMCAX Voya Mid Cap Opportunities is in the danger zone. Kyle, great stuff. Thanks for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
That is Kyle Guskey. He's investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more, it's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information and a more detailed report on the things you hear us talking about here. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, it's Market Call time. Chris Krummenacher from Bryn Mawr Trust will be here when we come back.
Dangerous.